All right. So my name is Sam Sudarsanam. I think most of you know me, but you'll be knowing more about me during my message today. First off, Pastor Ben has asked me to share my personal testimony as well as my faith journey with you all this morning. So my goal is to share my journey going through peaks and valleys so that you can relate to some of my experiences and also gather some insights to think about and apply in your own faith journey. So I have three topics to cover. First, the church history in India and personal background. Second, key message from the gospel lesson we read about Philip. Third, an action we're going to take at the end of my message today. So let me introduce my quick background as well as go to the history of Indian Christians. So I was born in a small town, southeast India, to a family of Lutherans, and my parents were both college teachers. I am a fourth-generation Lutheran, and of course I'm proud of that. Just to back up for a while, here is a quick church history of South India. It was recorded that Thomas, Jesus' disciple, went to India following the Great Commission given by Jesus. We are going to show a picture of a rendition of Thomas, and it was drawn back in 1600s. Obviously, there was some imagination to come up with this picture, and this is Thomas. The government of India has recognized the presence of Thomas and issued a stamp. And you'll see a stamp right there on the screen. So he arrived at an area called Malabar Coast, which is now called the state of Kerala. He was in India in 52 AD, evangelizing both Jewish and pagan populations and establishing churches there before his martyrdom by a spear in 72 AD in a city called Chennai, which is in Tamil Nadu, South India. There are historical markers in Chennai. A church, a mountain were named after Thomas, and it became a pilgrim site for Christians. The day he was martyred, approximately July 3rd, was chosen as Indian Christian Day to show that Christians in India have lived there for a long time. In the midst of the stance that the present administration is taking, that Christians and Muslims are not native to India. Moving forward, in 1842, an American missionary named Friedrich Christian Heyer came to South India and brought the gospel to the people who were mostly farmers, school teachers, and service workers. And we have a picture of him. And this is very close to his image because it's in 1800s. Also, here is a map that you're going to see with all the states in India currently. And we have a pointer showing where Heyer came to India to bring the gospel. People called him Father Heyer because he is the one who founded the church in this area, started churches and bringing the gospel to people. To our family knowledge, our great-grandfather was converted to be Christian, and his name was Samuel. You can guess, I was named after him to remember him. Over the course of time, in the early part of 1900s, the Lutheran Church in America, which was known as LCA at that time, provided financial support and sent missionaries to establish churches, schools, and hospitals. And here is a picture of all the buildings. And actually, I've studied in a couple of these institutions back in India. back to my background, I was brought up in a Lutheran family and went through the traditional steps, going through baptism, confirmation, singing in the choir, and teaching Sunday school at our church. I thank God for giving me a good family environment to build my faith in Jesus. My paternal grandmother lived with us during my early years, and she was very influential during my upbringing. She taught me the Bible stories, made me recite some of the Bible verses, which I still remember, giving me 50 paisa, which is about a nickel in value, today's value. And she was even at my bedside when I was sick with my chickenpox, gently soothing the rash with the leaves of a neem tree. I was the first grandchild for her, and she was giving me all the attention to keep me going in the right path. I was so close to her, and I have noticed everything she was doing, and one weakness in her I found. And this is good and bad. Funny thing is that during some nights, she used to secretly smoke a cigar to get a relaxation, since she was asthmatic and wanted the relief. I was not sure whether she used this excuse to forget the asthmatic episodes, but the good news is that I did not pick up this habit. In spite of the cigar smoking habit and asthma, she lived till she was 84 years old. So my parents were biologists, and my dad was teaching in a medical school when I was in high school. Based on my parents' encouragement and expectations as being the first in the family, I have developed my goal to enter a medical college to become a doctor. During my junior college time, I've taken several medical entrance exams along with hundreds of students in India, since it's very competitive. To be precise, I've taken 10 exams during the 3-year period while I was an undergraduate in a college. I was so close to the cutoff point with scores, and I did not enter into the medical college. As a young person, I was very disappointed. I was at the low point at that time, but my parents gave me a lot of support when I was trying for the medical colleges. My mother reminded me about God's plan, and she referenced the scripture from Jeremiah, which we just read a few minutes ago. In Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, God says to Jeremiah, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." Jeremiah was used by God as a spokesperson to the people of Judah and to prophesy what is coming in the future for the people in Judah. I was 20 years old and did not see what God's plan was for me. My faith was tested and did not know which direction I need to go next. After taking so many entrance exams, I was stressed and tired. In the meantime, my mother received a full ride scholarship from Lutheran World Federation, and my parents and my two sisters moved to the U.S. Fast forward 3 years later, God has given me the opportunity through my parents to me and my brother to go to the U.S. and enter the University of Oregon to continue our studies. This was an amazing transition that I did not ever expect in my life. There was uncertainty, and I was not sure where God is taking me in Oregon. I started to put my faith and trust in God and believe that He is going to lead me and take care of me. The big decision at that time was to leave all my relatives and friends behind and go to the U.S. for studies. And I was not sure whether I will see my grandparents, uncles, aunts when I visit India again. We made a decision, and me and my brother moved to the US from India in January 78. The travel included a 30-hour train ride, flights, and finally a bus ride from New York City to Eugene, Oregon. You can see the map. Across the globe, going over to Oregon. After graduation, and eventually moved to Bay Area to work in the high-tech industry. It's interesting to know how God's plan unraveled in my life. After 37 years, I came through full circle to work in a hospital, not as a doctor, but as a consultant, working with 30-plus departments that included physicians, surgeons, administrators, department managers, and many co-workers. This is God fulfilling his promise for me. I have only highlighted the influence of my grandmother and my career track as examples to highlight my faith journey, but there were so many other life experiences where my faith was tested and God has guided me through the journey till now. We have read biographies of people in the Bible, such as Moses, Abraham, Joshua, Jeremiah, Esther, Ruth, Tabitha, and many others. Most of these people were ordinary people with limited skills, but God used them in his ministry. These biographies tell us that we need to seek God, the plan God has for each one of us, and the direction he's giving us to be his chosen people to share the good news. Moving to the second part of the faith journey, I relate myself with Philip and admire him, the disciple of Jesus, back in those days. The gospel lesson brings up a point of inviting others to meet Jesus. The believer's role is to introduce unbelievers to Jesus by sharing Jesus' story. In the gospel lesson, Jesus called Philip and says, "Follow me," and he follows. And Philip, in turn, found Nathanael and told him, "We have found one Moses wrote about in the law and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael was very skeptical and asked, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" At that time, the city of Nazareth did not have the moral and religious reputation. Therefore, he made that shrewd comment. "Come and see," said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he says, "Here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael was so surprised. "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked Jesus. And Jesus says, "I saw you before Philip called you." This shows that Jesus already chosen Nathanael to be his disciple to spread the good news. Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you're the Son of God, you're the King of Israel." Jesus promises him that he will see greater things. Yes, he was with Jesus in his ministry on earth and saw how Jesus healed the sick, performed many miracles, preached about the kingdom of God, and forgave the sinners. As we read in the scripture, Philip was instrumental in bringing Nathanael to Jesus. In the book of Acts, chapter 4, Philip was portrayed as a powerful missionary who has preached to the Samaritans, performed miracles, casting out demons, healing the sick, leading many to believe and be baptized. And on top of it, guided by the Holy Spirit, Philip traveled to Gaza desert, where he meets an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official who was traveling in a chariot. After explaining to him how Jesus fulfilled the prophecy in Isaiah, Philip gave him the good news of Jesus and converted him. The eunuch stopped the chariot and gets baptized by Philip. Relating to Philip's ministry, each one of us is given a gift to use to share the good news with others. For some of us, it is serving others, sharing the gospel, supporting the church, and many, many other gifts that we have that we could share with others. Personally, God has given me the gift to meet people at various places. Workplace, city departments, my community, and believers from India. There are many opportunities presented to me, and I was able to share my faith with few, in few times. But I have missed many other times. Here is a simple example that I can share. Some people ask me whether I've changed my first name since my long Indian name might be hard to pronounce. Of course, this is an assumption since I come from India where the people will have long names. I always say that it is Sam, a short name for Samuel, and I take the opportunity to share my background with my name and about my faith. I've been always looking out for opportunity to serve him. Back in 1999, I have joined 8 other believers from India to start a religious organization to connect folks from the state I grew up in, India. This organization is called the Telugu Christian Fellowship, short for TCF, and we meet once a month to worship, connect with each other, pray for each other, and have a delicious potluck meal at the end. The TCF is still in operations, and over the years, we have reached out to many believers and non-believers in the Bay Area. I'm thankful to God for using me in His service. You are invited to attend one of the sessions in the coming months on the last Saturday of the month. Coming to our church at Bethel, we have been highlighting our church activities on the Earth Day organized by the city of Cupertino to invite community to Bethel. We have shared the programs we offer, such as VBS, and created the postcards highlighting the Easter and Christmas services to share with our neighbors and friends. Once again, we have been using the theme of Come and See to promote our church and introduce Jesus to others with various methods. So now finally, call to action for all of us. As believers in Christ, how do we practice to share our faith with others in our community, workplace, and friends? It is a challenge, but we can see God's help to be bold and share our faith experiences and our spiritual journey with others. There are a couple of actions I would highlight, and we will try our best to follow them. Number one is to read about Philip in Acts chapter 8. There were many sections highlighting Philip's ministry there. Second, continue to give some thought to identify our gifts and talents that God has given to us to share the gospel, to be interested in the lives of others, to pray for them, to invite them to Bethel and other activities that we do at Bethel. If Thomas, the disciple of Jesus, and Father Hire did not come to South India, I would not have heard about the good news. Let us support the missionaries with prayers and whatever financial support we can provide them. Let's pray for his blessings for us to continue our faith journey. Thanks be to God.